It is Thursday, April 21st, 2022 at 7:32 p.m., I believe. And we are beginning the 2022 annual business meeting of the Braille Revival League of California. Thank you for those of you who are here. This is Frank Welty, President. And let's see who else is in the room. Why don't we start with Judy?
Your old microphone does change.
Yep, I'm here. I had to unmute, but I'm here.
Wilkinson. And Steve Mendelson is here.
Am, yes.
And David Mendel is here.
Yep.
And Mike Keithley is here.
Yes, treasurer.
And then, yep, and Anthony Signorello is here.
Yep.
Okay, and I heard Aaron Espinosa come on the line. Hello, Aaron.
Hello there.
At nine, I think I counted nine.
And 10 now.
And did I miss anybody? Of course, our host is Phil Obregon. Have
I'm
I
Frank
missed
Welty,
anybody else?
Bailey.
Oh, is that Christine Bailey?
Yes. Just checking you guys out
Great.
tonight.
Well, thank you. Welcome aboard.
Thank you.
And do we have anybody else here at the moment?
Jim Chamberlain.
Oh, hello, Jim.
How are you?
All right. Well, thanks everybody for coming. And our first item of business is to approve the minutes from the 2021 business meeting, which I posted this afternoon. Well, before I do that, do anybody have things that they want to add to our meeting agenda today before we get started? Hearing none, we will proceed. I will entertain a motion to
So moved,
accept
Judy.
the meeting minutes. Is there a
So
second?
moved, Judy.
Second.
Second.
So that was
David, yeah.
Judy, and then seconded by I think that
Mike.
was
David.
Mike.
It was Mike, actually.
Oh, Mike, you
Yeah,
first.
yep, it
Sorry,
was
I didn't
Mike.
hear you.
All right. Is there any discussion of last year's minutes? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
All opposed, say no. All right, any abstentions?
I abstain. I don't think I was there.
Okay, very good.
Read them,
All
though.
right. Okay, and again, I apologize for the late notice for getting things out in the meeting, but do we have a treasurer's report at this time?
Yes, we do.
Okay.
It's very simplified. We have a beginning balance on May 30, 2021 of 3,300 and I'm sorry, $3,132 and 32 cents. And
Okay.
on we have an ending balance on April 21, 2022 of $3,252 and 21 cents. We have membership income of $470. Most of that was in March. And we have deposit, I mean, outflow to Frank for reimbursing Frank for paying BRLC dues and BRL dues. BRL C dues were 75. BRL dues were 160. So we have a change in income in balance through the year of $85. And that's my report. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. And is there any questions or comments?
Nope.
All right. All in favor of approving the treasurer's report, say aye.
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 Opposed, say no. Abstentions? Motion passed. All right. Moving on to the president's report, I have to apologize. It's been a busy year, and unfortunately, being finite, my bandwidth was not what I had expected it to be, and things did not get done that I would have liked to get done in BRLC, and that is entirely on me. And I apologize for that.
Okay, but
I will keep working hard and do as much as possible. And I welcome all of you who would like to be involved as well. And we'll see what we can accomplish in the coming year. And that is my brief president's report.
Mr. President.
Mr. President.
Yes, David.
I just wanted to apologize on behalf of the board. We did not pick up the slack for you, and that was unconscionable. And I was busy, but I did contact the vice president, but never heard anything. And I don't want to blame anyone, but neither he nor the secretary nor me nor Steve, we really did not do for you what we should have. And again, I just want to apologize and know that from now on, I think that we will make this affiliate really work well.
Well, we'll keep pushing forward. And Mike.
Then Judy.
I think Mike first. I believe, Mike, did you have something to say?
Yes, I think the classes on UEB in the last summer and fall were very instructive. I'd like to do that again.
I think those were over a year ago. I don't think it was last year. I think it was the year before.
Yeah, I think fall of 2020. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, but they were good classes. But they were good classes. Yes.
I'm sorry.
Can I suggest something?
Steven, yes.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Steve.
Okay. If nothing was done or too little was done, then you're all right. We're all accountable. We're all to blame for it on some level, in some way. But instead of blaming ourselves and one another, I actually want to take a second. I know it's not on the agenda, but to address what might be the real cause. And the real cause is that we have so many causes, all of us, that all of us are overcommitted. Bandwidth is the right word for it. We're getting older. Our bandwidth is not increasing. But our causes and our commitments are spreading thinner and thinner.
Good point.
This is Judy.
Here.
Judy.
That's the real problem.
Did the board meet this year?
No,
I don't believe we did.
Now, that is a serious constitutional, you know, issue for the organization. So, you know, that as much as anything, you need to have we need to have the board meetings too. And if that, you know, if nothing got done this year, I'm just going to put it out. It may be time to fold this affiliate.
Point taken. Thank you.
Has anything been said so far generate any emotions in due course?
Not yet. So far, we're just commenting on the president's remarks.
Can Judy repeat what she said? I'm not sure if I really understood all she said.
Mike, I said that I thought maybe the affiliate should fold, and I don't mean that really negatively. BRL itself is vital, active, has something like 180 members, and maybe it's just better if we work as individual members of the larger affiliate, which is in fact, at least for the time being, very, very active.
Yeah, now I understand. So are you going to make that a motion, Frank?
Not at this time.
Mm-hmm. I would make it a motion.
Hey, Steve, you would like to make a motion?
Yeah. I'd like to make a motion that, following along on what Judy said, that to the fact that the affiliate is not in a strong position right now to generate any activity, and to the extent that there is a national organization that could effectively, more effectively, arguably, utilize our organizational efforts, and given that we still have our individual efforts, it might be better to dissolve this affiliate.
Okay, do we have a second? I hear no second, so we'll...
This is Gloria Broderick. I'll second it.
Gloria Broderick seconds. Hello, Gloria.
Hi.
He's got a hearing aid feeding back.
No, it wasn't a hearing aid. It was a phone speaker.
Oh, I see.
All right. So we have a motion on the floor. And the motion is that we move to dissolve BRLC. That is the motion that is on the floor at this time. So is there discussion?
Yes, Mr. President.
Yes, David.
Yeah, I want to say this is awfully drastic. I'm ambivalent about this. I was supposed to write an affiliate page for the Braille memorandum. And when I contacted all the affiliates on the list and sent separate notices to each president, I never heard from any of all six, including ours. So I am concerned. We do have affiliates, but I don't know how effective they are. And that's something maybe we want to take up nationally. I feel badly about just getting rid of this affiliate. I really do. But I also understand why the motion was made.
May I say something? David, what you say doesn't prevent us from actually finding a real purpose for our existence. You're sort of acknowledging that we don't, which is no crime, but it doesn't necessitate going out of existence. You're right. The alternative is to find a real purpose for our existence.
Mm-hmm.
So let's focus on that.
Mr. President, Judy?
Yes, Judy.
Having, raised the idea initially, I do not think it's a good idea to vote on it at this meeting. It seems to me it's a very serious issue. We should have a general meeting, say, in the fall. We have, we've all paid our dues for this year. We need time to let our California members and our other interested people know that we're considering this step. I think it's, I really feel, and that's why I didn't make the motion.
The mover accepts that as a friendly amendment.
Accepts
that as a friendly amendment.
We don't need any motion of any kind. You should withdraw the motion.
All right. The motion or withdraw the motion.
Okay. Do you accept the withdrawal of the motion?
Yes.
Okay. However, okay, I think that is a worthwhile discussion, though, that I think we're having. So if people want to chime in on this issue, even though we've officially withdrawn the motion, I think it would be appropriate for us to express our concerns and our thoughts,
Christy,
about our future. Christy. Hello, Christy.
I'm sorry. My brother called me at the last minute. So
not a problem. It's family.
I thought I was a member of BRLC.
I don't remember.
I thought I had paid my dues.
You probably have. I don't have the list in front of me at the moment, but you probably are. Yeah.
Because it has a star by my name. But so are you guys talking about disbanding? Is that what
You know, I think we're just kind of figuring out where we go from here, you know.
It was a motion, but it was withdrawn. And I'm the one who initially raised it. This is Judy. I didn't make the motion, but I felt that this affiliate has done nothing in several years, frankly, and that it really was maybe better for us to just work with the national. So I'm just repeating for you briefly,
right,
what I said. But then I suggested, and I didn't make it a motion, but that we discuss it fully, that we have plenty of time for announcements and notices and discuss it so that we can make a decision.
Which the motion, had there been a motion on still on the floor, would have gladly accepted as a friendly amendment.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Yeah, I came in on that part. I just didn't come in on the motion part. Okay. But, you know, I don't know that it's necessarily true that we haven't done anything. I think it's good to grow our members, you know, to reach out in different places. But I know that I sure enjoyed the UEB classes that we did.
Those were in 2020.
Yeah, but those were good. Yes, they were.
Yeah.
Can we do something else like that again?
BRL has done a lot of things with grade 3.
Yeah, I know.
They are doing it. And, you know, the internet, I would say the main BRL is certainly worth, you know, we all believe in Braille. It's just that this particular affiliate, especially now that we've expanded and added three or four, in the last 2 years, other special interest affiliates in the state.
Mm-hmm.
It may be time to, you know, you remember those peg games where you push one in at the top and one falls out at the bottom?
Braille is probably, Braille is probably one of 30 intense commitments that each of us has.
You know,
this is true.
I'm thinking, and I heard Mike, I'm thinking maybe to, you know, regroup, just like CCCLV is regrouping.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Braille is vital, and I don't know. Are we affiliated with BRL?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Just like CAAVL and AAVL?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, Mike.
Are we, if we behave as members at large of BRL, would that hurt the efficiency of BRL?
Frank, shall I go?
Yeah, Judy,
we are members. Okay, so BRL has 180 members. There are six mm-hmm. state affiliates. Most people are not affiliated with a state affiliate. They pay dues, like $12 a year or something like that, $8 a year goes to BRL, you know, out of our dues.
Yeah.
And so there's lots of.
Okay,
oh, she left.
She
does and she'll come back
she does
in.
Know.
Oh, okay. All right. She'll come back in. Yeah.
This is Sarah. Could I ask a quick question? I know I'm not a member. Is it
go
okay?
Go ahead, Sarah. Yes.
How many actual members do you have? Do you know?
I think it's about in the high 20s right now.
It's 20. I think it's 27.
27, yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's really good. That's really good. It's almost just like you need a new life, right? Like a boost.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what I'm saying. Just a regroup.
Could I make a motion, Mr. President?
Sure, Mike.
I make a motion that we publicize what we want to do and have a meeting in the fall to make a final decision, a general membership meeting in the fall to make a final
Mike, do you want it to be open to all the members to tell us what they want to do or what they want us to do in the same way, for example, that the constitutional meeting was?
That's correct. A general meeting in the fall, like in September.
Mm-hmm.
I second. Christy.
Yeah, third.
Oh, I think I'm a member, but I'm not sure now.
I think you are, yeah.
That's a good idea, Mr. President. We should try to get more people to come, and we should really discuss this.
Okay, so I think that it's the motion has been made and seconded that we schedule a general membership meeting in the fall to resolve our future.
Yeah. Yes.
And that between I'm back
on. I'm just picked up on the phone. I don't know what happened to me.
Mr. President, point of order information. Or whatever.
Yeah.
Do we invite other people who are not necessarily members
no.
or might be lapsed members
no,
to come back and think about joining us again?
Yes.
You have to be a member though to vote.
To vote, sure, but to be involved in the discussion some way. Shorter voting.
Greetings everyone. I just joined.
Oh, hello Linda. Hello,
Linda. We're just discussing how a membership meeting in the fall of all the membership proposed by Mike, how that could help to be used to develop directions for us to revitalize the organization. And the question then became, who would participate in such a meeting and who would vote? Would lapsed members be allowed? Would people who have an interest but are not, strictly speaking, members, et cetera, things like that, of that nature?
Good question.
Well, I would say that in terms of voting, of course, it would have to be limited to members in good standing at the time. However, most of our meetings, and that would certainly be the case, are open public meetings so that any interested party could certainly be there and could comment, you know, when recognized. And
we just want input, right, Frank?
The discussion. Yes.
We're not going to be voting. That would be so premature.
Well, not today. It really depends where we're at, in a few months. You know, like if we get into a lively discussion on the list and we come to a consensus, then we might be in a position to do that. But you're right. If we don't have that any discussions between now and then it would be primarily.
That's true. There might be more consensus than I expect. That is possible. Sure.
But I do think it's important, Frank, that we, rather than putting such a rosy glow, that we in fact say that one of the issues to be discussed is the possibility. Of disbanding the affiliate.
Yes, yes, definitely.
And one of
that.
I think
Christy calling?
It's Christy, but did you, were you finished, Judy?
Yes.
So I think two things. I think it's really helpful when we have membership drives. When we know, like, things just happen and all of a sudden, you know, when is membership due?
We're on a calendar year basis.
So again, I don't remember when I called you, Frank, which one I thought I joined both BRLC and.
I believe you did. Yes.
CAAVL. So,
yes.
I mean, keeping track of our numbers, but having a membership drive, you know, publicizing, you know, letting people know how important, you know, BRLC, I believe, started before BRL. Did it?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
They were both around when I was here, so I don't know.
I don't remember. I just remember BRLC, and I didn't really think about it until Frank started doing the classes and Vita and Karen and you know, there were just some cool things happening and I thought, dang, I want to be a part of that chapter. So I joined. But anyway, Mike has a motion on the floor.
Okay, so does anybody else want to speak to the motion?
The motion is to have a membership meeting.
The motion is to schedule a membership meeting in the fall to discuss and hopefully make decisions about the future. Of BRLC.
Mm-hmm. But including the recognition that
including and including as one of the options is disbandment. Yes.
I think disbanding or continuing, yes or no, those two notions.
Yes. All right, shall we vote?
Yes, sir.
All in favor of Mike Keithley's motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Abstentions? And the motion carries, and we will schedule a meeting this fall.
Good.
Good show.
Mr. President, I think until then, I mean, we've got 27, 28 members. I don't know where they are.
Yeah.
I think that we should contact them in whatever way we can, whether it's on our list or other lists, and have discussions about BRLC, where it's going, where it isn't going, where we need to go, so that people can be prepared to come and, you know, have a really good discussion about all these issues.
Definitely.
I believe every member in BRLC is subscribed to the BRLC-members groups.io
list. I'm not sure I am.
Who's the list moderator?
The list moderator. I think currently it's me.
You might want to check. Check to see who's subscribed to the list, and check
if
it against.
We actually have. Sorry.
You can do that.
We have 28 members. That is way up from last year.
Oh no!
Is that true?
Last year, we had
more last year.
Peaked some around 31 members, I think.
Yeah. So we've lost a few, but I mean, most of them are there. We've always had a challenge that there's a certain percentage of our members who just, even though we've sent them repeated invites to join the list, they haven't done it. So I don't know what that's about.
Well, some people just aren't internet people.
Yeah. This is true.
Especially maybe some of our Braille, some of our older Braille members. And if, in fact, that is the case, that we have people who can't join the list because they don't use computers, in fact, they are Braille users, we need to know who they are, and we need to create a mechanism for staying in touch with them.
Right.
Good point. Yes.
I think there's also some resistance to joining a list that aren't CCB lists. Even though, you know, this is going to be a more efficient way of doing it. It's just, oh my God, we have to get on another kind of list. And, we could, on a CCB list, we can add people. On the other list, they have to add themselves. It's an extra step.
True.
I mean, I didn't do it for a long time, and then I finally
Frank.
Yes.
I can work to find out if there's a direct correlation about the members on the group's BRLC-members list to the members we have. Make sure that everybody is on that list.
Okay. That sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
And then, like I said, I just got a reminder from my dentist to make an appointment. I am supposed to be getting my eyes polished by the oculist every 6 months. They have a really horrible record, and I don't get my eyes polished every 6 months. Because I don't get reminded.
Yep. Good point.
You know, and then the last time I was going to do it, then I have to do another, call Kaiser and get the evaluation started. And, you know, and the last time I called, there was a death in the family. And I think that was a year ago.
Yes.
So they never reach back out. And so you see what happens.
Yep.
Can I make a couple of suggestions? I don't know, having come on late, I'm not sure what you guys accomplished early on. But thinking about BRLC, there's a couple of things in the air about Braille that I feel like we need a stronger connection with. One is the I Love Braille and the gentleman who's doing that.
Helene Shaw.
Yeah. He came to a San Francisco chapter one time and didn't come back and got hooked in with Bayview instead.
Yes.
And, you know, it's going great guns with this I Love Braille thing. So that's thing number one. Thing number two is the Braille buzz that BRL does. We ought to be, you know, hooked more seriously hooked into that as well. I mean, so those are Braille things. Now, in San Francisco, we've had the Hooray for Braille at the library, and we haven't done it the last couple of years because of COVID, but we certainly hope to put that back on track next January. And BRLC should be an active part of that, but only if it's an active affiliate. You know, I had a lot of pushback when I tried to get us piggybacking on the chapter, and they're like, oh no, you know, BRLC, they don't do a lot. You were there, Frank. You know, we have to show that it's some degree of vibrancy if we want to be gain some respect, as it were. So those.
Well, is Valine a member of this affiliate?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
He is. Yeah. Oh, by the way, and you know, one thing that I would love to see, because we CCB in the Bay Area has been very active with the Braille Challenge in Northern California.
Yeah.
And it would be cool if CCB could get involved in the Southern California Braille Challenge as well.
Is there a Southern California Braille? Is that through the Braille Institute or?
Yeah.
I presume so, but I would assume it is because that's their territory. And of course they do the national one as well, but I haven't, you know, found out how we actually, I think I have a contact for them down there for the Southern California one in my file somewhere.
I'd be willing to reach out.
Rachel Antoine's a good contact. She's in charge of national programming. And then there's Sergio Oliva as well. He's in charge of youth programs. So we could check.
Yeah, David, can you send me those contacts?
Sure.
And Christy, I'll see what I can dig up as far as other contacts for Southern California.
Yeah, for Southern, I'd be willing to check it out, get something going.
Okay. All right.
Because I just think Braille, I mean, I would think it would be a travesty for this affiliate to disband. I just feel so strongly about Braille. And absolutely. I mean, I'm not a wonderful Braille user, but and we are a minority, but if we don't stand up, we'll be even more of a minority.
Did anyone attend that workshop, that seminar about Braille that AER did, that Mark Richard sent an email about there's a new article in the Journal of Blindness and Visual Impairment, really bringing up to date the statistics about Braille and its use. I didn't attend because I had trouble registering. I think some other people did as well.
Yeah, me too. But, I got registered, but I couldn't figure out how to actually log in.
Oh, don't you hate that?
Yeah,
I couldn't figure out either. It was weird.
See, we were all trying to get there.
Yeah,
it was
that
very
been a
strange.
Useful thing to go through.
Yeah.
So, you know,
we could probably get the information.
Yeah, maybe we should. What you said, there's a difference between caring about Braille and caring about BRLC.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we need to figure out both, you know, and not keep coming to BRLC out of guilt and out of some.
That's right.
I don't think it's
really committed.
I don't think it's guilt. I think it's that.
Speak for yourself.
For me,
well, for me, it's not.
For me, it's not guilt. For me,
okay, we get that, but for some of us,
God,
it is.
You know, then don't belong to something that you feel guilty. We need to get behind. If we're going to get behind it, we need to get behind it. If we're not going to get behind it, then, you know, maybe make room for people who will get behind it.
Mm-hmm. I wish I Love Braille. I wish we were sponsoring it. Mm-hmm. I won't go there.
Yeah.
But that was a real mess. And finally, East Bay Center for the Blind kind of took it over, sort of.
Yeah.
But then it became an ACB community call. And I really wish that BRLC was sponsoring, but we really need to join the organization because we want to advance the use of Braille.
Exactly.
In the state.
Exactly.
We're not doing that out of guilt.
If we had a real cause that we could unite upon, that we had the energy and the resources realistically to pursue, that could result in a benefit which was specific to California, then we should pursue it. I don't know what that is. Maybe someone else does.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that the board didn't meet at all, that's got to stop. We've got to have.
Yes. Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Frank, that really is
yes.
You dropping the ball. I'm sorry, but it's the case.
Yes.
This is Nellie.
Hey, Nellie.
Hi. I'm just going to mention that the fact that each of the Braille Institute centers have Braille instruction classes,
mm-hmm.
you know, goes and they are attended by, you know, a lot of students, indicates that there's a need and an interest in Braille. The people are out there who need to learn it and want to learn it. Otherwise, they wouldn't be signing up for those classes. So,
could we do something for those classes?
Yes, we could probably.
Since they're already through
a lot of things
you know,
are virtual, and we could speak to them and invite them and tell them about BRLC and hope to spark some interest.
Good point.
The other thing is that we have such. I would, if somebody told me that there was going to be a class on how to integrate life using my Braille Sense 6, I'd be there in a hot second. Because I know I'm doing things with it, but I know I'm not doing everything with it.
Well, there has to be a technological common denominator to decide it would come. Would have to be the iPhone, wouldn't it?
No,
yes.
Smart.
No.
We could have a class. Christy is raising a point.
Yes.
What we need to do is have a workshop on how to incorporate your Braille device into your life. It doesn't have to just be this, you know, it could be, I have a BI 20. I probably do things with my BI 20.
That's a great idea.
In fact, you know, there's probably things I do that Christy would never have thought of, and she does stuff. And if we did do a workshop geared toward people with Braille devices, and remember, more and more Northern Californians are going to be looking for stuff to do, because even though they can only read with their Braille devices that they'll be getting later, there's a lot of things we can talk about there as well.
Well, let that be our project.
Good idea.
I mean,
I like
so. So we can use generalize, but if somebody has some expertise in, you know, specific devices, uh-huh. I mean, I think, you know, like I said, I, you know, if anyone's going to tell me about the iPhone, if anyone's going to tell me about the Braille Sense 6, I'm there.
Yeah, I like it. Well, we have a couple of items of business that we need to take care of before we finish up our time here. And the first one is that we are scheduled to have an election. So specifically our president, our treasurer, and the board seat that's currently held by Steve Mendelson are up for re-election.
No, Steve was Steve was a 2-year appointment.
It's Karen.
Was it?
It's Dov-
David. David. It was David, David is the one here. Okay, I misspoke. Okay.
And did you see the email from Karen Schroeder?
I did. Yes, okay. I did. Yeah.
Was it sent after the meeting started?
No, it was before the meeting. Yes, Mike.
I have a feeling that electing new officers now will waste time. It's not productive. Because if we're going to have a membership meeting in September to make the decision of disbanding or not, we really can't do business until
I agree.
Until
then. I agree.
But we can do things. That's not saying we can't do things.
Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'd like to make a motion that we table this.
I second
that we postpone the
Do we have a quorum, Ethan, tonight?
We have a quorum.
We do. Yeah, we
do.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so Mike has made a motion that we postpone the election at this time.
Until after the general meeting.
Until after the general meeting. Is there a second?
There was a second, but I have a question. Could it happen during the general meeting after our decision?
Yes. It could, yes.
So maybe to say after a decision.
We will have to decide first if we're going to disband. If we're not, we can perhaps even do the election at the meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. So the motion is on the table. Is on the floor to suspend postpone our election to the fall meeting. All in favor. Yeah.
Offer Linda. A friendly amendment that the current holders of the offices remain in place until that happens?
Yes.
That was a friendly amendment. Okay. Yeah. And Steve, do you?
Secondary substitute, yes.
Second. All right. And then that will be part of the motion then. So is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor of the motion, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thank you.
Frank, I'd like to suggest that we hold a board meeting.
Yes, we will do that.
Sounds like an excellent idea.
And I would set a date.
Yes.
To hold your feet to the fire.
Right.
Very good. And I think we have a calendar. Let me just check real quick here. I'm just going
to
skip
concept.
Over here.
Some of us are already burned off.
At least the calendar dated.
Yeah, when I told Steve he was a member of the board, he said that's right, and I said well, did you get? But Steve never gets his. He had 9,000 emails that were backed up. So I wouldn't have been surprised if there had been.
But I'm not on the proper list now.
It was. Yeah, Steve doesn't seem to be on the BRL list because he didn't get an announcement about this meeting tonight.
Oh.
Well, unless you did, Steve, and you haven't checked your email.
No, I mean, if it got forwarded on 7 other lists, I might have gotten it under some other list.
No.
As a forward of a forward of a forward.
Or when in your spam, I'm having so much stuff go in my spam. I'm finding stuff in junk.
Yeah, I don't
spam
do.
And deleted.
So
we can check that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Frank is checking the calendar.
Yeah, I'm looking at May. Would you like guys like May?
May is the
better, I'd say.
That's true. May is the convention. Yeah. So
June.
Okay. Definitely. So is there?
This is a board meeting in June.
Yeah, we'll have a board
early
meeting
in June because you bump up against ACB convention starting the 24th of June.
Right. Early.
Is there a night? Is there a day of the week that people strongly prefer?
Do we amend the calendar to 8 days?
Probably not.
What about Tuesday? You know, Tuesday is not such a hot, heavily trafficked meeting night.
Monday's
What's
a good
second?
For me.
Yeah, me too.
What?
Tuesday? Or
Monday or Tuesday?
How about
what's
Tuesday?
The second Tuesday, Tuesday in June?
Tuesday.
The second
Alexa,
Tuesday is
the
14th.
What's the second Tuesday in June?
14th. That's late.
So the first, so the
it's
first
the
Tuesday is the 7th.
It's the 7th. Do it the 7th.
All right.
I'll be in Maine then.
You can call from Maine.
Right.
Oh, no, it'll be 3 hours later.
But we're talking about board meetings, so you could call though.
But she's 3 hours later.
Stay up late, yeah.
It's hard.
What's the earliest we could have it?
Probably, it kind of depends whether I'm in the office that day or not. If I'm at home, I could do it as early as 5, but if I'm in the office, it probably needs to be like 6:30.
Linda, that would make it either 8 or 9:30 for you.
9:30.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, why don't we at least start it at 6:30?
You guys should just go ahead and have it at the right time.
Okay,
I don't need to do
that. We'll shoot for Tuesday, June 7th at 6:30 p.m.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Good.
Just don't go to Nova Scotia.
Why?
Maybe we could host it on the
time zone. Right.
Oh, because it's even later, isn't it?
Earlier.
By a half an hour, right?
Yeah.
Something like that.
Oh, it's earlier by
half an hour. All right. Okay. Yeah, one other item. We have one other item, and that is that we need to fill our representation at the convention because Mike has said he's willing to be our nominating committee representative, but we need a delegate and an alternate delegate because I'm not available to be at either one because I'm a delegate somewhere else. So, do we have anybody who's not committed or who's willing and not committed somewhere else to be a delegate for BRLC?
I'm not sure if I'm a delegate for Mavia or not.
Steve, this is CCB.
This is CCB.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yes. Okay. Then it wouldn't matter. Then exactly.
Yeah.
Then I'm not.
No. Then you're available to be
exactly.
Delegate.
Exactly. I'm not a delegate for anybody else.
You are not a delegate.
Okay.
That's true.
That's fine.
Then can you be a delegate for BRLC?
Yes.
Okay.
And you need an alternate.
Yes.
No, we don't.
We don't have to have an alternate, but it would be nice.
The alternate since we'll probably both be on the same phone call?
Okay, I'll put you down as the alternate, and then Mike will be our nominating committee representative.
Right. Yay.
So who's the delegate?
So Steve Mendelson is
the delegate. Thank you.
And Judy Wilkinson will be the alternate delegate, and Mike Keithley will be our nominating representative, and I will submit that right away. And I'm just going to take a note here.
Are you chair of credentials, Frank?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's right.
I was going to joke and say, why don't you be nominating committee representative, Frank? Yeah, right. Chair and
nominating.
You're carrying that as well, I assume.
Yeah.
I am. Yes. Yeah.
It's a balancing act.
Yeah.
Okay. Then I think that at least I've gotten through the business items that were on my agenda. And I thank you all for being here tonight. Do we have any final issues, comments that we want to raise before we adjourn?
Yeah, I'm glad we're going to have a board meeting, and I hope that that means that we'll, you know, find ourselves beginning again and continuing rather than disbanding.
But the membership meeting will be hopefully a watershed point.
Yes, that's right.
Yes.
Yeah, I do want to say, again, put out an email indicating, again about membership, about the dues, and about and put forth the, the purpose and the goals, that we have set forth, and put those in connection. I like happenings. Connection happenings, much better.
Yeah.
I know. The happenings. I want to change that name.
Definitely need to spread the word. Yeah.
And on the lists. And, we are, Lua, CCB President, CCBL, CCB Women, Golden State Guide Dog Handlers. We should be able to advertise on all of those lists and let people know.
Yes.
In fact, maybe this, Judy, the board should, I think, promote a membership drive that say starts in September and says join now and you're a member through 2023.
Yes.
And perhaps like several of the other affiliates have done, give away a couple of free memberships through a drawing. Kahlua did that last year. Yeah. And we got five or six. Kahlua is now up to 46 members.
Yeah.
We have to offer though as much as a good book discussion does. We have to have something to offer.
Well, yeah.
And that campaign could be the basis for it.
Yes.
And I would suggest that you leave the board meeting with a fixed date for the membership meeting so you can start beating the drum for that even in August.
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I think it needs to be mentioned now and just to say, that what's come out of this meeting is,
I think the board should meet first, though, really, frankly, before we start. Yeah. It's too soon, I think, now for a fall meeting to start beating any drums. They will have died.
Yeah, you don't do that now.
So I think it comes better out of a board meeting. The board is met and here's blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Good. So things are looking a little bit better.
Well, thank you all for being here.
Thank you, Frank.
Move forward.
Mr. President.